ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's feeling like autumn in Northland, but the region could do with some decent rain. Weaner sales are going well, with prices for heifers better than expected, a good 30 cents per kilo live weight ahead of last year. Steers are going for 10 to 20 cents more on average. The higher prices are being put down to more grass around and a shortage of good beef calves. Farmers are saying that things are so much easier than last year. The Pukekohe district is now very dry and overdue for substantial rain. Next week doesn't look like it will bring any relief either.
It's also been dry this week in Waikato, but with last week's rain, our contact's farm is changing colour. He says it's been one of the better autumns so far. Cows are tucking into fresh maize cut last weekend. It's all going the farm with new grass going in and pregnancy testing coming up. Normally, overseas specialists are allowed in to help with the testing, so the vets who also do the work are busier this year. The farmer we rang says he's waiting in the queue. King Country's still dry, but there is grass cover. Weaner sales have just started and are going well. Beef cows are getting pregnancy tested, and some results are good, some not so good, which could be a hangover from tough conditions during last year's drought. The animals just haven't quite picked up.
Things are ramping up on gold kiwifruit orchards in Bay of Plenty. One grower says there appears to be enough labour at this point for the picking and packing, but they won't know if they're right until things really kick off in about 4 weeks' time. He's also a dairy farmer and says his cows are in good condition and pregnancy testing shows a 6.5% empty rate, which is not too bad at all. Milk production is well up. There's been a bit of rain in Wairoa on the east coast and things are starting to green up. The maize harvest has started and weaner sales are on, but unlike Northland, a farmer says prices are significantly down. He's worried for the community about the risks of increased logging trucks on the state highway through Wairoa and not enough being done to improve the twisty route.
Hawke's Bay's apple harvest is running a little ahead in terms of maturity and volumes are down a bit on expectations, but fruit quality is good. A few people are still struggling for labour. The pinch point is expected to come in a couple of weeks, with Easter. Often growers don't like to pay the statutory holiday rates, but the hort consultant we speak to says anyone with any wisdom will work right through. He says the labour costs for a couple of stat days are peanuts when spread over the whole season, and you end up with happy pickers, which is a bonus. Jazz, Rocket, Fuji and New Zealand Queen are coming off. There's not much Red Delicious around this year because the main local supplier has pulled out his trees. On farms, the hills don't look that green yet despite some recent rain. It's been beautiful weather in Taranaki. Rain throughout summer led to rampant growth and there's plenty of grass. With nature providing, fewer supplements have been needed, so the cost of production is well down and people are in a generally buoyant mood given Fonterra's performance as well. Milk production's risen by a good margin. We're told there have been many more farm sales in the district this year.
The central North Island hill countries had between 30 and 50 millimetres of rain recently, so the country is greening up. It had quickly turned dry, almost as dry as last year, which was making many uncomfortable. Follow-up rain is needed. There's a real autumn feel with cold nights and brisk mornings. The saving grace is that largely eliminates the risk of facial eczema. There's a bit of ryegrass staggers showing up because of the sudden green growth. Sheep farmers have had a good season, lamb prices have remained strong, and with many operations deriving 70% of their income from them, that's good. And farmers have been checking out products at the largest regional field days in the country, the Central District's Field Days, which is on at the moment in Fielding in Manawatu. In Wairarapa, more than a sniff of rain is needed as rams head out to the ewes. A farmer we speak to has been out spraying gorse and working on his water system. He says fine weather lets you get on with work, but wet weather grows money. He's off to the Central District's field days to do some education around sheep measles, a disease carried by dogs. The eggs laid in dog faeces can travel via flies or wind up to 10 kilometres, so even townspeople walking their dogs around farming areas need to be aware of the problem. Vineyards are still busy with the harvest.
To Te Waipanamu now, and apple picking's continuing busily in the Nelson and Motueka region. Royal galas have been coming off this week, and Jazz and the new Dazzle variety are getting underway. Fruit size is smaller than usual due to the cloudier summer, but taste and colour are excellent. Gold kiwi fruit is getting cleared for picking. Labour shortages for picking and packing is still a worry. Exceptional hop crops have been coming off one of our correspondent's properties, and he says he's planning to plant a new variety in the coming spring so he stays ahead in the marketing world of craft beer. In Marlborough Sounds, the ewes are getting ready for the ram to join them. The season has been quite mixed with good early rains, but some severe wind conditions have dried things up again, so farmers are hoping for a good downpour soon. There are a good number of prime lambs ready to head to the works, and there's plenty of standing hay for cattle to go on to. Meanwhile, the mussel crop has been put to good use thanks to the nutraceutical industry, which is growing rapidly. COVID-19 hasn't caused any problems with this expanding market of health products, while the usual premium product of green-shell, half-shell mussels, destined for the restaurant trade, has been stalled. Apparently, growing kelp is seen as a new direction for the marine farming industry to take up, producing food and nutraceuticals.
The West Coast has had some good rain and grass is growing. Cows are doing better than ever for this time of year. Cull cows are starting to be sent to the works, so herds are getting down to winter numbers. There's been a great week of autumn weather in Canterbury, although most are looking for more rain. Cropping farmers are busy preparing and sowing autumn-sown crops. Even very early paddocks of wheat are being sown. The true downstream effects of COVID are being felt with meat processors battling to get shipping containers to put product in. And at a very busy processing time, this isn't good news.
Central Otago has been dry. Perfect for last weekend's Wanaka or Upper Clutha A&P show. That brought much-needed extra money into the Wanaka township, which has struggled without international tourists in the past year. On pastoral farms, stock are looking good. Nets are on grapevines and harvesting is picking up. In Southland, milking's on par with last year on our contacts farm at Edendale. There's been about 15 millimetres of rain and a lot more would be welcome. Grass growth's not meeting demand due to the dry conditions, so cows are getting a top-up of baleage, palm kernel and grain. Some are reporting high numbers of dairy cows not in calf. Our contact says it's the worst he's ever had, and he's putting it down to last year's flooding, coupled with wintering management issues. Insects like aphids and white butterfly have been having a field day this summer on brassica crops. So, to protect his kale, the farmer's had a helicopter in this week to apply a preventive spray.
This is Country Life on RNZ National 101 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.